God and Creator, you have called us to a special role of servanthood through this legislative body. We thank you for the sense of justice you have implanted within us. Make us, O God, more steadfast in our desire to do your will. Teach us that the men and women around us are our brothers and sisters, and fill us with such love for our fellow creatures that we will never wrong or exploit them or take advantage of their weakness or ignorance. May we, by our thoughts, deeds, and our work in this place, hasten the time when wrong and violence shall cease and justice and mercy be established in all the earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Elber, Zapa, Dempster, Denwald, Gant, Garnels, Gray, Greenfield, Hansen, Tom Hansen, Gary, Haugie, Heideprim, Hirth, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Kadis, Klochek, Knutson, Ketzel, Lintz, Maher, McCracken, McNeeney, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Schmidt, Smit, Sutton, Turback, Berry, and two Bulls. A quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. We hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
January 11, 2008, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of South Dakota Codified Law 33-1-10 and 33-1-10.1, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed David E. Holman, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General, Air. This appointment was effective October 1, 2007. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
The appointment of David Holman as Assistant Adjutant General is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
January 11, 2008, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of the South Dakota Codified Law 33-1-10 and 33-1-10.1, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Keith W. Corbett, Brookings County, Brookings, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General, Army. This appointment is effective July 1, 2008. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
The appointment of Keith Corbett as Assistant Adjutant General, Army is referred to the Committee on State Affairs. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SBs 31, 50, and 38, and recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SB 1 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. SB 2 and 3 and recommends said bills be amended and do pass. Kenneth Elbers, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SCR 1 and recommends said resolution be amended and adopted. And the nomination of Brian Zeeb, David DeJabbett, and Theodore Pins, and recommends the Senate advise and consent to set appointments. Jean G. Abdallah, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SB 5 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. SBs 9 and 59 and recommends said bills be amended and do pass. SBs 19 and 54 and recommend said bills be amended and placed on the consent calendar. And the nominations of William Even, Seb Axman, Brigadier General Stephen Dewan, Tom Leckie, Susan Brueger, Douglas Sharp, and Kyle White, and recommends the Senate advise and consent to set appointments. Thomas A. Dempster, Chair.
Members of the Senate, Senator Hunstead asks that the Senate please recognize and welcome some constituents of his from the district in the Condi area. Would you please stand and be recognized? Welcome. Senator Tom Hansen.
May I have a personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Well, you know, I probably need to do this fairly quickly because I'm not too sure how long I'm going to be able to keep my troops in line here, but I have visiting with me today my two grandchildren from Chicago. This is Spencer. He's 4 months old, and right beside me is his big brother, who's 16 months old, Brian. Now, you might remember Brian was last year in about the same stage as Spencer. And my daughter, Heidi, right behind me, and her husband, Sean Dahlstrand, and my wife, Marge.
Glad to have you. Welcome. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging legislative days, as found on page 53 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the report of the Joint Select Committee on Legislative Days. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, Senator McCracken asks the Senate please welcome to the Senate gallery Dale Lamphere, a renowned sculptor from the Black Hills. He is in the gallery. Would you stand and be recognized? There he is at the rear. Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Yes, we have some great student artists. Glad to have you with us. First reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 67, an act to require high school students to submit at least one application to a post-secondary educational institution. Senate Bill 68, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding mufflers on motorcycles. Senate Bill 69, an act to add marijuana to the list of abusive substances for the purposes of determining child abuse. Senate Bill 70, an act to exempt the operators of certain older motorcycles from the special qualification required to operate a motorcycle. Senate Bill 71, an act to establish a rural community-based energy development program. Senate Bill 72, an act to make an appropriation for an engineering survey and a repair cost estimate of Richmond Lake Dam. Senate Bill 73, an act to make an appropriation to support the Sue T. Rex Traveling Exhibition. Senate Bill 74, an act to appropriate funds for the repair of the Lake Wanalane Dam. Senate Bill 75, an act to establish a residential geothermal heat pump grant program and to make an appropriation therefor. Senate Bill 76, an act to make an appropriation to support the South Dakota Hall of Fame. And Senate Bill 77, an act to repeal the provisions that prohibits radio or television broadcasting or taking of photographs of judicial proceedings from courtrooms.
Those Senate bills which just had their first reading are assigned to the following committees. To the Committee on Appropriations, Senate Bills 72, 73, 74, and 76. To the Committee on State Affairs, Senate Bill 71 and 75. To Judiciary, Senate Bills 69 and 77. To Education, Senate Bill 67, and to the Committee on Transportation, Senate Bill 68 and 70. Second reading of consent calendar items. Thank you.
Senate Bill 14, an act to extend the time allowed to request a hearing or pay an audit assessment. Senate Bill 18, an act to revise certain dates pertaining to references to the Internal Revenue Code.
Items on the consent calendar are reported out of committee without dissenting votes and are not subject to debate on the floor of the Senate. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Are there any questions on Senate Bills 14 or 18? Seeing none, only one vote will be taken for both bills. Those in favor of the consent calendar say aye. Those opposed say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Firth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jerstead?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Turbeck Berry? Two bowls. Mr. President, 35 ayes.
So the bills having received an affirmative vote of the majority, the members-elect present declares the bills are passed. Any questions on either of the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. We'll move now to a second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22 had its second reading on Friday. It's now up for final consideration. It was deferred from Friday until today. Any remarks on Senate Bill 22? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 22 is to correct a minor drafting error that occurred last year when we passed the various bills on the changes to the state aid formula and school reorganization. If you will note, looking at the text of the bill, particularly on line 10 on the first page, you can see the problem. It provides for what occurs for those consolidations occurring after July 1, 2007. And in the existing language, it provides for what happens to those consolidations occurring prior to July 1, 2007. So we've covered before July 1 and after July 1. And of course, as one would expect given fiscal years, three consolidations in fact occurred on July 1, neither before nor after. And those were the Platt-Gettys, the Wakanda-Irene, and the Kadoka-Midland School District consolidations. This bill would simply correct that drafting error, and I would urge your support of this corrective legislation.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 22. Because of the emergency clause, a two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Senator Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Firth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jerstead?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Turbeck Berry?
Oops.
Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Two bowls. Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
So Senate Bill 22 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 23, an act to revise certain provisions related to the required reorganization of school districts with low enrollment.
Senate Bill 23 has now had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, I would move that we defer action on Senate Bill 23 until Tuesday, January 15th, the 6th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer action on Senate Bill 23 until tomorrow, the 6th legislative day. Any remarks? Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just only make one comment. I did have folks travel here from Condi to hear the remarks about this today. So I would ask you if you would reconsider that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, there are some issues on it related to this bill which may require potential amendments, and I think it just we need to have an additional day to work and consider this bill.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senator Knudsen's motion that action be deferred on Senate Bill 23 until tomorrow. Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Motion carried.
Senate Bill 8, an act to revise certain procedures used to assess and collect unpaid cigarette taxes.
Senate Bill 8 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Tom Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. First of all, we should take note of what this bill does not do. It does not impose criminal penalties for the possession of unstamped cigarettes. Last year, a similar bill passed the Senate Tax Committee by a vote of 6-1, and then it passed the full Senate by a vote of 24-10. However, when that bill reached the House, it was significantly amended, and the amendment would have assessed criminal penalties for the possession of unstamped cigarettes. This bill does not have any criminal penalties. Therefore, this bill actually brings us back to the legislation that was originally intended last year. There are two reasons for this legislation. First of all, as a state, we have the responsibility, under the terms of the Master Settlement Agreement, to make assessments against individuals who purchase cigarettes by phone or over the internet. However, the procedure for making these assessments is unclear. This bill is designed simply to correct that. The second most important part is the unfair advantage of out-of-state businesses have in competition with our resident South Dakota merchants. The main feature of Senate Bill 8 is shown in the new language as shown on lines 7 through 10. That new language clarifies that a person possessing or receiving cigarettes that don't have the stamp of evidence of payment of the tax due, they will be billed for the payment of the amount they should have paid and would have paid had they made that purchase from a local merchant. It further clarifies that if the number of cigarettes is over 2,000, there will be an additional 10% penalty. That's all the bill amounts to. It's simply a good bill and needs to be passed.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 8? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 8. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
No.
Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bartling?
No.
Dempster? Danwald, Gant, Carnos, Gray, Greenfield, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haugie, Heideprim, Hirth, Hunstead? Hunhoff? Thurstead? Kadas? Klocek? Knutson? Ketzel? Linz? Maher? McCracken? McNitty? Napoli? Nesselhoff? Olson? Senator Olson? Peterson? Schmidt? Smith? Sutton? Turbeck Berry? Tubols? Senator Olson? Mr. President, ayes 16, nays 19.
Senate Bill 8, having failed to receive an affirmative vote of a majority of members elect, is lost. Senator Knutson.
I would give notice of my intent to reconsider.
So noted. Thank you. Senator Knutson gave notice of his intent to move for reconsideration. Members of the Senate, Senator Bartling asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Diedrich Old Lodge in Winter. He is one of the students that has art in the Capitol Rotunda, and his family is with him. Diedrich, would you stand and be recognized? And your family. Thank you for coming. Thanks for being with us today. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce will meet tomorrow, 10 a.m., room 413. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Olson.
Senate Education,
745. Thank you, Senator. Senator Tom Hansen.
Mr. President, thank you. Just a reminder that the American Legislative Exchange Council, better known as ALEC, has their cheese tasting session tonight at 6:30 at the Legion Club. And not only all of you are welcome, but any lobbyists that are within hearing distance would also be welcome to attend.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Senate Transportation.
Further announcements? Seeing none.
Senator Denwald moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.